This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. Boy, we have a lot to talk about. First things first, we have some breaking news. One dead and two hospitalized after a shooting breaks out at a California detox center. From what we understand, the shooter still remains at large. This occurred at the Helen Vine Detox Center. A person reported that staff members had been shot at the San Rafael Rehab in San Rafael, California. One person is dead, two people injured. Authorities said they received a call that staff members had been shot, and when officers arrived at the rehab facility, they found that there were three people. One man pronounced dead at the scene. Another man and woman were taken to Marin General Hospital. Their condition remains unknown. Thus far, the area has been searched by officers from the Marin County Sheriff's Office. Again, the shooter is at large. According to San Rafael Police Department, Nevada Police Department, Central Marin Police Authority, and the California Highway Patrol. There's also a helicopter unit that is aiding in the search. The Helen Vine Recovery Center is a 26-bed co-ed residential detox program. And, any shooting is just, beyond our comprehension how tragic something like that could be. Somebody coming in shooting innocent people like we just saw in Pittsburgh, and we've seen in, Charleston church and schools and it's movie theaters. It's beyond our comprehension how people could be that sick. But this case involves a residential detox, somebody going through detox. I mean, it's hard enough to get people to want to do inpatient detox. You know, it's hard enough to get somebody to want to go through rehab as it is. And, sometimes you could convince a person and they say, well, you know what, I still have to go to work, I still have to be around my family, let me do it as an outpatient. To get somebody to commit to do inpatient rehab, it could take an act of Congress. And here these people were doing it. And unfortunately, they were victims of a shooting. I don't know the answer in terms of how to bone up on our security. It almost seems like we need to, very similar to the way Israel does it, have armed officers or guards almost everywhere. And if that's what we have to do to keep people safe, then that's what we have to do. According to their recovery center, the Helen Vine, it offers recovery-oriented services to people with alcohol and drug addiction issues, as well as co-occurring psychiatric problems. Local police have been known to take people to the center when they're drunk, and public have called for help after drinking for days. Oh, there's a typo on that. I apologize. So, some check in themselves, and some get referred there from the emergency room. Apparently, the center is open 24 hours a day, staffed by 15 employees. There's a men's dorm and a women's dorm. The men's dorm has 16 beds. Women's dorm has 10 beds. From what we understand, it is the only detox center in Marin County. So we'll keep you posted on that. One dead, two hospitalized. We have a lot to cover. Apparently, there's a rugby player who had swallowed a garden slug. Remember we talked about this? And he had gone through years of a health nightmare. Unfortunately, he died. We're going to talk to you about his story. We have a new super potent opioid, more powerful than morphine, that the FDA has approved. We'll reiterate what this does and how it can help people in pain, but what its dangers could be. We also have the American Red Cross that's going to be joining us. They are also helping us combat the opioid crisis with their new program. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how skin cancer is on the rise, especially in men, how to warn and how to prepare for that. We also have, this is going to bother a lot of you guys since you're sipping on your energy drink now. We're being told that one energy drink, just one, can increase our risk of heart problems within 90 minutes, putting us at risk for heart attack or stroke. You don't see these stories coming out with coffee, but you definitely do with energy drinks. We'll talk about why. Broken heart syndrome back in the news, putting us into cardiogenic shock. Broken heart syndrome is a type of cardiomyopathy, and we do notice increased risk of death by heart issues when you suffer a broken heart. We got an election coming up. This is something that we need to be aware of. We're going to talk about the latest on the election. Apparently, people are still claiming there's going to be a blue wave versus a red wave. I'm hearing a lot of the Senate and House races are actually neck and neck. I don't even know what to believe with the media. Remember, you know, they want you to go to the polls. So whatever they could say to get you to go to the polls, they're going to say. And they also want to, you know, keep you viewing in. So if you think it's going to be a nail biter, you're going to want to watch. And I think it is going to be a nail biter in some races. We're going to talk about that. Pets can pick up cancer. Very interesting. You hear these cases where pet owners say, my pet jumped upon me and started digging at my cancer or licking me, and whoa, they found that I had cancer. We have another case of a woman, I believe, in Oregon, whose cat jumped on her chest, kept licking her breast. So she finally examined it, noticed there was a lump, went to the doctor, and the doctor said, you had breast cancer. I really believe these stories. So we're going to talk about how pets can actually pick up cancer. Also, latest Disney movie is out. What's the latest one? The Four Realms of the Nutcracker and the Four Realms. I saw the movie. It was nice. Not my favorite movie. It was nice. But again, a parent dies. Why do parents have to die in Disney movies? Well, I think we figured it out. So we'll talk to you about that. And this goes without saying, daylight savings time. Enjoy the next few days because we actually get some heart benefits, some blood pressure benefits, as we talked about last week. That extra hour of sleep. Whew. Did you guys get an extra hour of sleep? I didn't. The cats and dog woke me up. They didn't care. My stool softener didn't care that I was supposed to have an extra hour of sleep. It kicked in at 5:45. When I was supposed to kick in at 6:45. So I didn't really get an extra hour of sleep. But for those of you who did, you may notice your blood pressure dropped. You relaxed a little bit. Hopefully less car accidents. So it's a happy time. Happy day. So as you can see, we got a busy, very busy show on the Dr. Dolly Show today. So don't go away. 1-877-DOCDOLLY.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner. practitioner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Block It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. I love him. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, who better than to help us fight the opioid epidemic than one of the strongest, one of my favorite organizations out there, the American Red Cross. And joining us is Jonathan Epstein, Senior Director, Science, Industry, and Government Relations for American Red Cross Training Services. And he is going to talk to you about how the Red Cross is helping us fight the opioid epidemic. Jonathan, thanks for joining us.
Dahlia, thank you for having me today.
I really appreciate what you guys do. So tell us, what's going on?
Well, the Red Cross, certainly we recognize the growing public health crisis related to opioid overdoses across the country. When you look at over the last several years, more people have died from drug overdose and opioid overdose than car crashes. The Red Cross, we wanted to respond by looking at our educational offerings and our training and put together programs and information related to how to respond to an opioid overdose to really help build the confidence and ability of the American public to respond to this crisis.
You know, Jonathan, I like how you bring that up. You know, I think a lot of people misunderstood. They underestimate what the Red Cross mission is. You know, people think it's just, you know, when there's a disaster, Red Cross is there, which, by the way, is huge. I mean, if that's all you did, that's like a full-time job in and of itself. But the mission of the Red Cross is so much more than that. Can you explain?
Sure. The mission of the Red Cross is really to, support, folks in time of disaster and need, harnessing, our volunteers and our abilities to reach the American public and the public beyond. From a formal perspective, we want to prevent and really alleviate human suffering in the face of emergencies, by, again, mobilizing those volunteers, the generosity of our donors. But when you look at from an opioid perspective, an overdose perspective, it's those emergencies that we're really trying to help, alleviate that suffering, whether it be the family member or the person who's succumbed to the overdose themselves.
Man, bless you guys for doing that. So tell us, what is the opioid program you guys have?
Yes, we have an online offering. We can find it at redcross.org, and it is about a 45-minute program that really focuses on some key components of an opioid overdose. One, how to recognize the actual overdose itself, what overdoses are, what opioids are, and then the program itself will really teach you how to respond to it. So looking at the how to identify the signs and symptoms of a suspected opioid overdose, what the appropriate care may be based on the level of response the person may have. They may be awake talking to you, but very drowsy or sleepy. They may have stopped breathing, or potentially they've gone into, unfortunately, would be cardiac arrest. So the program kind of touches across the domains of how you might find a person that you suspect or know had an opioid overdose, and then works its way through the recognition, the key priority steps of how to care for that person, and also showing how to utilize and how to help administer the medication called naloxone in three different naloxone products that are available to the general public through their pharmacies. Now, of course, we say follow your local law, local rules about what you can and can't administer from a medication perspective. But the course really shows you how to administer the three most common, opioid reversal medications.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking with Jonathan Epstein, Senior Director of Science, Industry, and Government Relations for the American Red Cross. And this is a free online course. This is something that anybody could access, correct?
It's not a free course. There is a small fee attached to the program, which was really to help us develop the program
mm-hmm.
itself.
Of course, of course.
Available to the general public. But it is available to the public to take the program, so anyone who may have a fear or concern that is looking for information of how to recognize an opioid overdose, how to respond, whether you be a school teacher, a nurse, someone working in a building, or a family member. It is written for the understanding of really the general public, so it's not a complicated medical program.
Mm-hmm.
It really helps build that willingness to respond, the confidence level of the participant in the program. So should they recognize an overdose, they would know what to do.
This is something that I see. I think a lot of employers should probably have their employees, do. I at work, I get these seminars all the time, where I have to, learn about, shelter in place and learn about security, et cetera. Something like this I think would be very, very fabulous for, workers and teachers, like you said, hospital workers, but also just families in general. A lot of us, we know what our family members do. We understand that, they take pain medications. Because this opioid crisis, it's not a illicit drug problem that some people keep hidden. Some people are very, very open about, I need my pain pills. I mean, because they didn't, a lot of people that have become victims to their opiates and the tolerance they developed, they didn't think it was anything that was going to be bad. And so they're very open about, I need my pain medications, et cetera. So there's an argument that almost every family with somebody who currently takes pain medication should probably utilize something like this.
Yes, certainly. You know, the opioid crisis does not discriminate against different people across our nation. So it really can happen within any family or any workplace. Certainly, the course explores the concepts that it could be anybody, whether it be someone who was taking a pain medication from a hospital admission, or maybe another kind of a procedure that they had. Somebody had been experimenting with different kind of medications recreationally. But we certainly explore those concepts as we work into the recognition piece of drug overdose itself.
So, you know, your website talks about, you know, Hurricane Florence and, you know, some of the people within the shelters. And did this get its birth from seeing people have issues while they were displaced in their houses? How did this relate to some of the rescue work the Red Cross had to do with the hurricanes?
Yeah, so this really happened in really twofold. Recognizing the actual crisis itself, the Red Cross, we have a scientific advisory council made up of experts in resuscitation and first aid and aquatics and other areas within our Red Cross educational or training domains. So we have been working on the opioid-related issue for several years now of incorporating information within our first aid courses, our CPR courses, our professional responder, as well as our lay responder programs. While at the same time as we were preparing this program with the recent hurricanes, there was an incident within one of our Red Cross disaster shelters where we needed to respond to someone who had an overdose within a shelter using naloxone to help reverse that overdose shelter. So we'll actually be providing this training within our own Red Cross volunteer network to our shelter workers and also hopefully deploying naloxone into shelters where we can. To combat this issue, because whether it happens at home, happens on the street, in the workplace, it would also happen in times of disaster when people are in greatest stress and greatest need. We certainly could see this happen in the shelter environment as well.
Mm-hmm. We're talking to Jonathan Epstein, Senior Director, Science, Industry, and Government Relations for American Red Cross Training Services. So you touched a little bit upon it. What does the American Red Cross offer in terms of training for lay people?
Yeah, so from a training perspective, Red Cross, we have really a wide group of program offerings, whether it be online, blended learning, which would be an online component, as well as an in-classroom component, or a full instructor-led program. So certainly our hallmark programs of first aid, CPR, use of defibrillator, along with several other programs that are at a higher level of responding to emergencies or emergency medical responder programs. Certainly our Learn to Swim, our lifeguarding programs, and really, most recently, our new online program, certainly the one we're talking about today, our first aid for opioid overdoses, our online course, as well as we have a brand new online course for recognizing and stopping severe life-threatening bleeding. Should that occur, whether it be from some kind of an incident, or whether it be a terrorism-related incident or an active shooter incident, or it may be just a household or workplace incident where there's severe life-threatening bleeding. So those are really our new online offerings. That we're really targeting specific audiences and specific courses. But the hallmark is we really want everyone to take a first aid and a CPR class.
That's what we
teach close to 5.2 million people a year in those programs. So they're really critical to build our resiliency as a nation.
Amen. Jonathan, we should talk later about how to, I know there's a lot of high school students, pre-med students, medical students, dental students who would probably want to also get on board and help. So we'll talk more about that. But how can people find you?
Sure. So the best way to find the Red Cross is to go to redcross.org. So just redcross.org. And on the website, it's full of great information. There's a specific area for training and certification. We can actually select and find training programs, all of our training programs. You can search by classroom-based programs locally, as well as look for our online offerings as well.
Jonathan, thank you again so much for joining us. And thank you and everybody at the American Red Cross for all the great work you guys do.
Great. Thank you for the opportunity to speak with everyone today.
Anytime. All right, guys. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELI.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The nation's top diplomat says denuclearization talks with North Korea are resuming this week in New York.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo called the coming talks a good opportunity to move towards specifics of when and how Pyongyang might end its nuclear weapons program.
We're very focused. We know with whom we're negotiating. We know what their positions are. And President Trump's made his position very clear. No economic relief until we have achieved our ultimate objective.
Last week, Pyongyang made a threat it would seriously consider resuming its nuclear testing if U.S. economic sanctions were not lifted.
That's USA Radio's John Clemens. Meanwhile, Iran's president's defiant as reimposed U.S. sanctions take effect today. He says on Iranian state TV his nation will continue to sell oil despite the sanctions that are aimed at crippling Iran's economy. And this is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALIO. This election cannot come fast enough. Lord have mercy. I'll be stopping by the Steve Sanchez Show locally on 720 KDWN, helping give some of the election results. But I think everybody's eyes are going to be just glued onto their respective local elections. A lot of propositions out there. A lot of seats up for grabs. And I guess a election forecaster made national news predicting a House gain of 30 to 40 seats. by the Democrats. And this was the Cook Political Report's race-by-race forecast. They say it moves two Republicans, Pennsylvania Representative Scott Perry and Georgia's Karen Handel, into a toss-up category. Democrats would be two-thirds of the way to the needed 23-seat gain to capture the House if they pick up the seats that already lean their way. So they would need to pick up just 8 of the remaining 30 toss-up races. I tell you, this is just, I really don't like politics. I don't. I just don't. I don't like how, you know, you have non-people in their field making decisions on things that really should be consulted and addressed by people in their field, i.e. healthcare. I'd like to see more doctors and nurses and pharmacists and physical therapists and dentists be involved in the government process when it comes to healthcare. I'm not really sure who's being elected, you know, or, you know, running for office for that. I also can't stand all the bashing, these ads. I'm trying to get through football. By the way, phenomenal football yesterday. I bet just a little bit on the Chargers, the Saints, the Patriots, of course, the Patriots, the Chiefs, and the Vikings. I know the Vikings. Oh, I love the Vikings. Because GCN Network is based in Minnesota. How could you not like the Vikings? The Vikings are really, really cool. And I was going to put money on the Falcons. I was going to, but I was like, well, you know, the Redskins have been, you know, first in their division. And so, but anyway, so fabulous football yesterday. Fantastic football yesterday, but just every commercial being hit with these negative ads. So you have these forecasters saying that, you know, the House will have the blue wave, then Pelosi would then be the head of the Speaker of the House, and then we would have, unfortunately, impeachment hearings and all sorts of... I don't hear from the politicians what they're going to do to help make us better. You never hear a politician go, look, if I win the Democratic seat, I'm going to work with Republicans to help secure our borders, to help maintain the economy push that we have, to help. You don't hear that. This obstructive nature. And look, I don't agree with everything Trump says, mind you. But he is right about all you hear is obstruction. And that's not really a you know, I mean, it's almost like this is a football game. And you have a lot of people running to the polls because they want the fight. I mean, you know, if you're really doing better now than you did a few years ago, do you really want to change things? Or if you hate the way things are, then I get that. But I think there's a certain group of people out there, even on the right, that like the fight. I heard a rumor that some people on the right want the blue wave to take over, because then, by the year 2020, people will be so tired of what the Democrats did that it'll help the Republicans win a presidential race. So there's theories going back and forth and strategies, and that could work. If the Democrats take over the House, and then we have gridlock, and we have impeachment and all this negativity, maybe it will help the Republicans in the long run. There's short-term political gains, and there's long-term political gains. The problem is, you and I, we don't give a crap about any of that. We want affordable health care. We don't want government takeover of health care. We want our deductibles going back down. We want access to medications that aren't expensive. Now, I don't know if that's a right or a left-leaning view, but I think it's an American-leaning view. We want our borders protected. We want to make sure we take care of our own and people outside that need help. We want to take care of our police officers and have our police officers take care of us. We want to take care of our schools and our teachers, and we want the teachers to take care of our kids. Whether that's a right-leaning ideology or a left-leaning ideology, who gives a crap? And I'm a little bit confused on who needs to be voted in to make sure that happens. So, while we're watching tomorrow's election results And we're probably not going to have a lot of them by the time I do my show. Many of you guys listen to my show delayed. So I apologize if I'm like, well, huh, I don't know who's winning. And you guys like, Dahlia, the results are out. And we'll try not to spend too much time. But they say there are a lot of toss-ups, and the media, again, wants to push you guys to the polls. And I agree. If you really care about this country, and you care about the direction it's in, I don't care if you're right or left, vote. I'd rather you do that than sit home going, well, my vote doesn't matter. Trust me, it does matter. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the FDA has approved an opioid painkiller, which we talked about last week, that is 1,000 times more potent than morphine and 10 times stronger than fentanyl. And it is supposed to be a fast-acting alternative to IV painkillers used in the hospital. It's called Dysuvia. It's going to be restricted to limited use and only in healthcare settings. So it would have to be administered by a healthcare professional. Now, FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb said there will be very tight restrictions placed on the distribution, and it is intended only for supervised settings like hospital. It is, though, in pill form. And I guess the tiny pill was developed as an option for patients who pose difficulties for the use of IVs, including soldiers on the battlefield. It's very hard to put in an IV or to always have shots available. And so a pill that you could open up, take, that's light to carry and easy to take with you on the battlefield could help somebody who has unfortunately undergone some real mass tragedy. The pill from AcelRx Pharmaceuticals contains a painkiller that is often given in IV form or injection. So Gottlieb noted that the pill was a high priority for the Department of Defense. They helped fund the testing because they wanted a way to provide fast pain relief to injured soldiers. So the tablet is a sublingual where you stick it under the tongue, and it goes under the tongue with a dispenser, and it starts reducing pain in 15 to 30 minutes. Now, the panel of FDA advisors had voted 10-3 in favor of this pill. But the panel's chairman joined critics in urging the FDA to reject it. The chairman, Dr. Rayford E. Brown, couldn't attend the meeting and didn't cast a vote, and he predicts that the pill will be abused inside and outside medical settings and cause overdose deaths. Now, the pill is sufentanil, and sufentanil is a chemical cousin of the opioid fentanyl. And as you know, fentanyl is pretty strong. So Gottlieb said the drug is going to carry a boxed warning, won't be available at drugstores for patients to take home. He did acknowledge the criticism, and he asked FDA staff to evaluate a new framework for the approval of new opioid drugs that will clearly outline how the agency considers benefits and risks. Now, I know this comes, you know, odd out of a doctor's mouth, but, I mean, if our military wants something like this, you give them what they need. Someone who has horrific, intractable pain, this is something that I think the medical community would welcome. On the flip side, we don't want this to be abused. We don't want it stolen. We don't want staff, you know, taking it and giving patients dummy pills like we've seen with IV medications. So, yes, there's going to have to be a little bit of work to this. The price, it's about $50 to $60 a pill. There are side effects, nausea, vomiting, constipation, and you could unfortunately get a little hypoxic. So, again, it's not a slam dunk. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
On this episode of the World's Shortest Sitcom by KFC. Like I always say, it's inside that counts. Aww. Like what's inside my new KFC 10-piece chicken feast. It's 10 pieces of chicken, 2 large mashed potatoes, and 4 biscuits for $19.99. Get more meal for the family for under $20. That's what really matters. It's pretty incredible what chicken can teach you about life. Anyways, KFC is finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So remember we told you that there was this brew that some people in Hawaii drink? And then they unfortunately came down with a horrific disease called rat lungworm. Well, there is a boy who back in 2010 was dared to eat a slug. He unfortunately has died just recently from this that happened 8 years ago. He was, I believe, a teenager in Australia, a rugby player, and he and his friends were hanging out, and a slug had crawled across the concrete patio, you know, floor, ground. And teens dared Sam Ballard to eat the slug. So he did. His best friend said, "We were sitting over here having a bit of red wine, appreciation night, trying to act as grown-ups, and a slug came crawling across here. The conversation came up, you know, should I eat it?" And off Sam went, bang, that's how it happened. Now, Sam didn't become sick immediately, but he did start to complain of pain in his legs. Then he was worried it might have been a symptom of eating the slug, but his mom said not to worry, nobody gets sick from that. So then he thought he might have been developing multiple sclerosis, because his father had multiple sclerosis, but nope, that was ruled out. And then later, doctors confirmed that he had been infected with rat lungworm. Now, this rat lungworm comes from a family of roundworms or nematodes called Angiostrongylus. And there's a couple different parasites, the Cantonensis and then the Costarricensis. And the Costarricensis causes gastrointestinal illnesses. The Cantonensis, that causes a meningitis or an inflammation of the brain. It can also cause something called an eosinophilic meningitis, where the main blood cell involved is an eosinophil, which we will see during parasitic infections. As opposed to bacterial or viral meningitis, you'll see either a neutrophil or lymphocytes. But this, you'll see an eosinophil. Now, this rat lungworm, you usually see in Southeast Asia and the Pacific Basin. Very rare in the United States, but there have been some cases reported in Florida, Alabama, California, Louisiana, and Hawaii. And this rat lungworm gets its name because it primarily lives in rodents. But the larvae can be passed to other species through rat feces. Adult nematodes live in the pulmonary arteries of rats. The female lay eggs, and then when they hatch, they become this first-stage larvae. They migrate to the rat's throat from the lungs and then enter the GI system, exiting through the feces. So when a slug or a snail, touches this, it then, because they're sticky, they're able to carry it. So then if somebody eats a snail or eats a slug or the goo that they exude, you could then get this parasite. Now, the boy fell into a coma for 420 days when he contracted the eosinophilic meningoencephalitis. A lot of people can recover from it, but he didn't. He then acquired brain injury. And then last week, he died. So very, very tragic, because this was somebody that he wasn't jumping into lake head first or, you know, driving drunk or doing some stupid things. He, you know, his friends told him to eat a bug and, you know, or what looked like a bug or a snail. And people have eaten these things before. And just tragic. So what are the symptoms? Well, because it's a meningoencephalitis, it's inflammation of the brain and spinal cord. So you're going to get a severe headache, fever, neck stiffness, visual disturbances, difficulty looking at light, nausea, vomiting, numbness, temporary paralysis of the face, and then, like Sam, go into a coma and then later die. The incubation period, however, could be anywhere from a week to 3 weeks. So if you did something stupid a week or two ago, you might want to talk to your doctor even though you don't have symptoms yet. They say it could start within that time frame, and sometimes the symptoms could last for months. A neurological sequelae, like in Sam's case, could last forever. So, if you eat an undercooked slug, an undercooked snail, frog, shrimp, mollusks, even contaminated fruits and vegetables, the slime, right, that touches these foods could contain the deadly parasite. So what we do is we, sample your spinal cord. We do something called a lumbar puncture. We put a needle into your back, suck out the fluid, and then we could take a look to see if we see these eosinophils that are pathognomonic, if I could say the word properly, that it's a parasitic infection versus if we see neutrophils, that could be a bacterial infection or lymphocytes, a viral infection, even though you'll see both. And then we don't really have an official treatment. I mean, there are some anti-parasitic medications out there, but mostly the parasite dies on its own. It could, however, become latent. And a dead worm could sit there and cause severe neurological symptoms. So you have to avoid it by do not touch a slug or a snail. If you do, make sure your hands are gloved. Make sure you wash your hands diligently. The University of Hawaii recommends boiling snails for at least 3 to 5 minutes prior to consuming them. I guess people eat escargot. I had escargot once. Not really yummy. I don't like pancreas and snails and all these weird, like, duck lip. I don't like a lot of that stuff. Just give me red meat and I'm good. They say recommending storing food in closed containers and carefully inspecting food and surroundings before consumption. If you guys have a lot of containers of stuff sitting there on the ground, snails can get in. You also want rodents, because remember, this is rat lung worm. This isn't just all about a snail or slug. And I'm going to be, I published an article on this a while back. I'm going to publish something that has some updated information for you guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Broken heart syndrome is real. We've talked about this when Carrie Fisher died, and then her mom, Debbie Reynolds, died a day later. It's a complication that happens where you go into a form of cardiogenic shock. It's called broken heart syndrome, or tachys, tachosubo cardiomyopathy. And researchers have studied this at great length. They looked at a database of more than 2,000 patients with broken heart syndrome. About 200 of them developed cardiogenic shock. And they say 25% of patients with cardiogenic shock died. And among patients who survived the cardiogenic shock, the higher risk of death persisted for years. So if you have broken heart syndrome and survive, you could still later be at higher risk of death. So what they're saying is somebody who has broken heart syndrome that develops changes within their heart, when we're talking about actual physical changes in the heart, these changes may not be transient. They may persist. And cardiogenic shock is where you don't pump the appropriate amount of blood that the heart needs to pump. They say patients with this cardiogenic shock tend to be younger, 63 years old on average, compared to those who didn't develop the cardiogenic shock, average age 67. They say patients with cardiogenic shock were more likely to have their broken heart syndrome triggered by physical stressors rather than those that didn't go into shock. And many of these people also ended up having atrial fibrillation, which is an irregular heartbeat, and had higher rates of diabetes and other risk factors for heart disease, so smoking, etc. So one way to prevent the sequelae of broken heart syndrome, you can't stop getting your heart broken. Nobody asked for that to happen, and it happens. But you should try to do heart-healthy things like avoiding smoking, keeping your blood pressure down, avoiding diabetes, high cholesterol, etc. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hearing a lot about CBD these days? Yes, but which CBD products can you trust? Which website can provide proper education about CBD along with high-quality products? The answer? CBDonly.com. CBD, or cannabidiol, is one of hundreds of compounds found in the cannabis plant and one that contains a variety of medicinal benefits. Many doctors are starting to recommend CBD to their patients as an alternative or supplement to some pharmaceutical medications. CBD is becoming widely known to relieve pain, inflammation, and anxiety. Unlike THC that is found in the plant, CBD does not have psychoactive effects. In other words, it does not give the effect of being high. All CBDonly.com products are lab tested to ensure the highest quality standards. Shop CBDonly.com for CBD oils, edibles, vapes, skincare, even CBD for your pets. That's CBDonly.com. And to receive 15% off your order on CBDonly.com, use discount code CBDNOW. Remember, shop for CBD products you can trust. Shop CBDonly.com, your CBD superstore.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.